Thank you, Ambassador. Despite your prescription, I want to extend my apologies to the interpreters because I read very fast. I just apologize to them. So, Monsieur le Président.
Chairman, I would like to congratulate you on your election to the chairmanship of the annual meeting of states parties to the Convention on the Prohibition or Restriction of Certain Conventional Weapons, the CCW. My delegation also applauds all of the efforts undertaken by the Implementation Support Unit to ensure the success of this meeting. Chairman, my delegation endorses the statement made by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement and would like to make some comments in its national capacity. The CCW remains a framework for promoting the principles of international humanitarian law, including in the prevention and reduction of damage caused to civilians and combatants. The CCW is an international forum which has the unique feature of bringing together diplomats, military experts, lawyers, civil society, and which attempts to adapt a new technologies and weapons, the new technologies of weapon systems to contemporary developments, as well as to the requirements of international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Chairman, the universalization efforts of the CCW and its protocols are to be encouraged, along with transparency through reporting, which contributes to establishing confidence-building measures within the community of parties. And Cameroon would also like to commend Afghanistan and Lebanon that have joined the group of states parties, and also, of course, Benin. Chairman, Cameroon's commitment to the CCW and its amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 is unwavering and constant, given the harmful and ever greater consequences of the use of improvised explosive devices, IEDs. These IEDs are indiscriminate and they are used to perpetrate terrorist attacks in my country. The extreme north region of my country is currently targeted by terrorist attacks from Boko Haram. Boko Haram uses IEDs that are a major threat to civilian lives, are injuring and killing members of the defense forces, and hinder economic and social development. Only yesterday, this area was hit by a kamikaze attack with an IED, which left many civilian victims in its wake. The work done within the CCW creates a platform to exchange information and share best practices to combat the effects of IEDs, and this is to be commended. My country presented the experience of its defense forces on this subject yesterday and welcomes this work and will continue to pursue this path in accordance with the objectives and goals of the convention. Cameroon, therefore, applauds the resolutions of the Security Council and the First Committee of the UN General Assembly this year on IEDs. Chairman, my country appreciates the thorough and significant work done by the group of governmental experts, the GGE. It is unfortunate the GGE was not able to work in accordance with the planned calendar for 2017 due to financial reasons, and we call upon all states to ensure that this situation is not repeated and that the GGE on lethal autonomous weapon systems, on as well as on amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, continue their work in 2018 in accordance with the calendar that will be decided by this meeting. Chairman, turning now to measures at the national level, the Cameroonian Defense Forces, thanks to the support of France and the United States, is considerably reducing the risks posed by IEDs. Around 250 specialists, monitors, disposal experts, and minesweepers working in the affected region have already been trained. And through bilateral security cooperation, this training has been expanded to Nigerian military personnel with the support of France, and this will also be expanded to military personnel from Chad and Gabon. And there is a plan also to create a sub-regional center of excellence for training on IEDs, and we would like to take this opportunity to express gratitude to France and to the United States. For around 10 years now, the CCW has been taught as part of military training programs, including at the Cameroonian Staff College. On the legislative front, Cameroon has adopted two laws, namely Law Number 2017 of the 14th of December on the General Arms and Munitions Regime, which includes the requirements of the CCW, and also Law Number 2017 of the 12th of July 2017 on the Military Justice Code, which governs the issue of competent authorities when it comes to the use of arms and munitions in Cameroon. And lastly, there's a draft law ratifying the arms trade treaty, and this has been received by the Parliament, and it is currently in its last session of the year. Parliamentary approval is only a few days away now.
Honourable Chair, Cameroon would like to extend its sincere gratitude to the ambassadors of India, China and Colombia, who did a marvellous job as they presided over our meetings on laws, Protocol 5 and amended Protocol 2, respectively. We thank also all donors who make our various meetings inclusive and representative, and thus justify genuine universalization. Ambassador, I submit with thanks and gratitude.
Thank you very much indeed for that.